Episode number 266, even more Camaro convertible news.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we are again for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So we got even more.
This is
Camaro convertible news this week.
Heating up, man.
Even more.
Last week was hot 2011 Camaro news, Camaro convertible news, and this week it's just even more.
Even more.
We got even more. Throwing it all at you, and it's all sticking.
Yep. More pictures. We got a special edition coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's special, all right.
Yeah.
Especially expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What else we got? We're going to talk about some more, yeah, like we said, some Camaro news. We got some alleged. And we say alleged because who knows what it really
is.
Yeah,
exactly.
But probably Z28 news. Got an interestingly controversial poll that I posted. I said I was going to, and I did. And
okay.
The results are kind of interesting. Chris, we got some sales numbers that we've been meaning to talk about.
Yep, for September.
A couple of voicemails, an email. Maybe we talk about an upcoming contest for later on in the year. So, yeah, let's kick it off here. What's the hot news this week?
Well, we said we have even more Camaro convertible news this week, and we sure do, because that first picture was released last week by GM,
mm-hmm.
and they released a bunch more. It's the same car.
Yeah.
I guess it does look kind of more cyber gray by the additional pictures that they released. We originally thought it was, I don't know, like the same color that we that my Equinox has. Mm-hmm. What was that called?
I don't know. Where's your... Here, hold on. You still haven't put this... How long have you had that Equinox?
A couple months.
Where's that? Black granite metallic. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of looks like.
2.4 liter four cylinder.
Yep. Dude, I only have to put gas in it like once every 3 weeks.
I know, and I got to fill up at least once a week, and I don't have that far to drive. Here's the thing about this. If you go to the Chevrolet website, and you'll go to the top nav, and you'll see... you know, the selection where you can select your vehicles. And it shows a little picture of each one, you know, depending on what position on the page your mouse is.
Mm-hmm.
What that's called, that's displayed, is called the lead trim. Okay?
Okay.
And typically, except for, I think, two vehicles, the lead trim is silver. So it's kind of uniform. You know, there's a fleet of Chevrolets on the website that are all the same consistent color and everything. So when you're comparing vehicle to vehicle, you don't have to, color doesn't throw you off.
Right.
I believe that the convertible, once it goes live on the website, will mm-hmm. indeed be cyber gray as a lead trim.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
So maybe it is cyber gray in the pictures and they just, you know, monitor resolutions are different, color settings are different,
yeah,
or it's
definitely.
Black and it just has an interesting reflection.
Yeah.
Either way, cool stuff. I love the look of it, man. I can't get over the how good that looks.
Know,
and I've seen
sure
the car
does.
In person, and it just looks better and better every time I see it.
What color was the one you saw in person?
I can't tell. I can't tell. I can't tell.
Okay.
That was a southern accent just popped out of me.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
When's the last time you went down south?
Not recent enough.
Oh, okay.
You know, Texas is still calling my name. So, you know, we referenced our good friend Camaro Scotty's thread last week.
Yes.
And that's really what we're talking about this week as well. Scotty was gracious enough to post even more information about the convertible and dispelling some rumors here. First of all, what really triggered this was the appearance on Glee.
Yeah.
The TV show that ripped off our theme for the holidays. Our holiday glee.
Yeah.
He says it's not a production convertible and not even a GM painted color. It was a conversion, which is kind of a bummer because I thought it was a good looking color.
Well, I guess kind of like Bumblebee.
Yeah. You know, that's true. That's
not a production color.
Because it was expensive as hell, man. That's not a cheap paint job.
Yeah.
Convertible options. No LS, only 1LT, 2LT, 1SS, and 2SS.
Well, we kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm. No Synergy Green convertibles.
Oh.
That I'm kind of surprised about.
Really?
Because I think that'd look, well, I don't know, now that I'm picturing it. All I picture is that old 1990, mid-90s Honda Del Sol.
Oh.
In that Kermit green color.
Yeah.
Ew. Scotty goes on to, he says, it appears that the convertible top adds about $5,000 to the standard coupe price, and you can choose between black and tan of the top colors. There are pictures out there of unconfirmed changes, like larger side mirrors and different tail lamps.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
I saw those, too. I'm thinking they're export.
That's what I was thinking, too, because wasn't there a video or something?
I saw something out
there.
Yeah,
I know Camaro Scotty took a video when he was in Oshawa.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that now. That was a couple, 3 weeks ago.
And then there was pictures. Was it at the same time someone got pictures of the Z28 or the alleged Z28 at the Nürburgring racetrack? So I'm thinking maybe it's a European export thing.
I'm thinking so, just because, truthfully, the mirrors that I saw, they weren't good looking. They looked like they came from a full-size dually diesel pickup truck. They were like Mickey Mouse ears sticking out there. Just, I don't know. Yeah. Not a fan, man.
Yeah.
So he said that original, he goes on to say the original production was estimated at 20,000 convertible orders, but he's told that the number might be moving closer to the 30,000 range.
Oh, people are going to want this thing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a very good conservative estimate.
I think so,
considering how many cars they've already delivered this year.
Mm-hmm. Dealers will get much, much more information on November 15th.
Yeah, November 15th is supposed to be the day you can walk into your Chevrolet dealership and order a convertible, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So everything is going to be official then. So everything now is kind of guessing and speculation based on probably common logic, but good stuff from Camaro Scotty as usual, man. He's always given us some news that's... I like how he presents it instead of, you know, my sister's brother's cousin said this. He still leaves it as an attitude of, this is just speculation, or this is what we're assuming is going to happen, instead of stating fact that's just way wrong. You know, he's a good resource to have, and we're glad to have him. Check out his website at CamaroScotty.com if you haven't. He's a good buddy, man.
Yep.
So I think we're expecting more from him in the future.
Yeah.
He's our dealer connection, basically.
Yeah.
So, as always, thank you, Scotty, for that. And we'll be talking to you soon. So then, so we're saying about starting at $30,000 for the convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Unless? You order from the Neiman Marcus catalog.
Oh, my goodness. This was just released this week. The Neiman Marcus Special Edition Camaro Convertible.
Yes.
You can order this if you are one of the fortunate 100 people who can call this 800 number at like 12 noon on October 19th, 2010. If you call 1-877-NM-CAMARO, you could have the chance to own one of 100 Neiman Marcus convertible Camaros at the great price of $75,000.
Yes, but it's ridiculous. Let's just go out and say that, because I don't think there's any performance increase.
No.
But it was stated by our good friend Mudbone that, you know, as a reminder, like, Neiman Marcus isn't about performance. It's about luxury.
Yeah.
You know, and for a Camaro, okay, to be carried by Neiman Marcus, that's rather profound.
Yeah.
Cause
so it looks like they're going to do a different paint job.
Mm-hmm. It looks good.
The what's it called? Let's see here.
Bordeaux. Deep Bordeaux tri-coat.
Yeah.
With painted stripes, 21-inch wheels with red flare accent.
Amber. Silver painted windshield surround interior.
Just like the concept.
Yeah.
Which does look good. I mean the car does look good. There's no question about it. It's a nice looking car. Is it $75,000? Clearly you're paying for the color and the exclusivity of it.
It looks like a different exterior color, different interior, top color, and that's it.
Well, I'm sure you get some sort of certificate stating that you're a rap star because you're buying this car.
A rap guy?
Well, that's the only thing. I'm like, who's going to spend $75,000? NBA players and rap stars. And then you're going to get that you know, well-off...
collector.
The collector that likes Camaros and worked hard for their money. So, you know, but I got to think it's going to be tailored a little bit more to the higher end income and stature.
Yeah.
Baseball players.
I like the stripes on it.
it looks good, man. There's no question about it. It's a nice. I bet you it looks good in person. Now I think about it, because typically they do look better in person.
Yeah,
it looks good in the picture, so it's got to look like $1 million. Maybe we'll. I'm hoping to see one day.
Let's talk about the wheels.
Yeah. Okay. We can talk about the wheels.
I may be wrong, but don't those look like the same wheels that were on the Camaro convertible concept?
That's right.
It's got the red around it, and it's like the larger spokes mm-hmm. on the...
With a flange?
Yeah.
Yep.
On the wheel?
My sources tell me that that will not be an aftermarket part. That will be an actual...
OEM?
Well, yeah, or GM performance parts, you know, not okay. not a get it from Summit type wheel.
Yeah.
That's a get it from GMPP or here wheel. So kind of interesting. SLP has them on their Camaros, on their ZL Camaros.
Yeah.
I think those are their own manufacturer, though. I don't believe that they're exactly the same as the concept. They're very similar, if not, you know, identical, but not, you know, I don't think they went through GM on that, but I don't know.
Huh.
It's a nice looking car.
It sure does. Yeah.
If you're going to go out and buy one of these, if you're going to try it, if you're going to call the number, let us call in and let us know how it went. You don't have to leave your name if you're embarrassed about having all kinds of liquid cash just laying around in big piles like Uncle Scrooge in a big vault that you dive into from a diving board. But, you know, just tell us, you know, how the... You know what, Chris?
What?
We should call the number.
At 12 noon on October 19th, 2010.
What day?
Promptly.
What day
at
is
noon.
That?
Eastern Standard Time. I don't know. Whatever October 19th falls on. I don't have a... Let me look on my iPhone
okay.
here real
all
quick
right.
here. I guarantee it's probably not on a Sunday. October 19th falls on a Tuesday. It's actually next Tuesday.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Wow, it is. Yeah. Time is clipping along, man. Speaking of which, we got to probably move on with our show here.
Yeah.
So what's next on our list here we talked about? The Camaro Z28, more stuff, or alleged Z28, more stuff, videos released from the ring that somebody paid big bucks for, I'm sure.
Oh, apparently.
God, man, that can't be cheap.
Yeah, so someone put up on YouTube a video of the alleged Z28 going around the ring and driving through some of the streets in Germany.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. I mean, you can distinctly hear the supercharger whine.
Yeah.
Going around the ring. No, they weren't flogging the car, but obviously... The person who was taking the video probably didn't have access inside the ring, and they were probably shooting it from a distance or something like that.
Yeah.
But very cool nonetheless.
Yeah, it's nice. In fact, taking a step back, let's talk about Camaro Scotty again.
Okay.
He gave me a little heads up on the Z28.
Really?
He heard the original release date of November.
This year?
I don't think so. Gosh, I would be very surprised. But
yeah.
He didn't specify. Keep in mind that Transformers has done wonders for the Camaro sales. You know, the Terminator 3, Transformers 3 Camaro looks a lot like a Z28. We've talked about that before. He's kind of thinking, and he's really speculating that, you know, in the July 2011 release of Transformers 3, maybe a Z28 release would be an interesting time to coincide that if they do indeed look similar.
Well, it's a logical train of thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'd be a great way to couple it up. So those spy shots, he says, they look like a Camaro with a different fascia, hood, and engine, no spoiler. But he thinks that there's a possibility the car's a throw-off. The suspension and engine is really what's being tested. The final look has yet to be revealed.
Yeah.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would not be surprised if that was accurate.
Right.
Remember the 35th anniversary Camaro?
Yeah.
Remember how we broke the news on that?
Yeah.
And it was a spy shot that was given to us? And it was clearly photoshopped.
Oh yeah!
But at the time, everybody was like, "Oh my god, that's terrible looking."
Yeah.
Well, thank God it was indeed a Photoshop. In fact, it's up on our website if you do some searching around back in the, you know, late 2001 time.
Holy cow!
And it was a throw off. It was something. It was a decoy. It was a designated. It was a decoy just to throw everybody off. This could be it too. Wouldn't that be amazing? Absolutely amazing.
Kind of like the Camaro and the Firebird they pieced together to. Test onboard computers.
The
or
Transmaro.
Something. The Transmaro.
That's right. That was one of our articles back in '98, right?
Yeah,
'99.
We were accused of photoshopping that too.
Jeez.
I mean, obviously, you can tell the panels didn't match up.
Yeah, that
they'd do a lot better job than that.
Well, when it's incredulous, it's easy to Photoshop.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know. People think so anyway. So again, great info from Camaro Scotty. He's been busy this week. So the Z28 in the ring.
Yep.
Now to the controversy.
Okay, what's the controversy?
I created a poll in response to another poll, and I worded it very clearly. because the previous poll, it could have been interpreted different ways, and then, of course, the results
You touched on this a little bit last week.
Yeah. Well, the argument is how much a car costs. And in reality, it's the value that you get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you don't buy things because of the cost. You buy things because of the value.
Right.
You don't buy premium beer, for something that just about everybody here can relate to, I think,
right.
because, oh, this is $5 more than Schlitz, so I'm going to buy it. No, I'm going to pay $5 more because it's a microbrewery, imported, and it's got this and this and this, and that's what I like. It's a good value to me. All right. So $50,000 for a Z28, if it is does wind up being what we think it's going to be, is that a good value? And my poll results were definitely along the lines of what I'd had anticipated versus a landslide like the other one, which was open to interpretation because I laid it out clearly.
Yep.
It's 50-50.
Yeah, people, pretty much.
You know?
Yeah.
And is that because people are attached to the number? $50,000 is a lot of money.
It is.
Are they being scared away by the number but not realizing that an Impala...
Well, it's kind of like...
A current Impala starts at $30,000.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of like when you go into a store and you buy... Let's say you buy a CD, okay? And that CD is $9.99 instead of $10. I guess, psychologically speaking, I mean, that $10 price is a lot more than the $9.99. So maybe if the price point on instead of $50,000, it was $49.99... Do you think that would be any different?
Yeah, but I wanted to make sure that I follow the exact same thread, title, line.
Okay.
As the previous one. By the way, earlier I misspoke. An Impala starts at $24,390.
Oh, okay.
So $25,000 for an Impala. All right. Granted, you can buy two of them for a Z28, but what are you getting out of it? You know, it's all about your value, your perception of value.
Yep.
So if you haven't voted on this and maybe thought gave your respectful thoughts on either way, please do. Chris, can you link this up in the show notes?
You betcha.
I think it's interesting how it's turning out. And so it's 17 to 17 right now, and three I don't knows.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 100% fair, man. I get that. I fully get that. So let us know what you think. And if you don't want to vote, you can always call in. We'll give you the number in a little bit. So people were saying that an SS for $30,000 was ridiculously priced, but the sales numbers prove otherwise, do they not?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. We just recently got the sales numbers for Camaro for September, and once again, guess what? Camaro beat Mustang.
It did?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yep. GM was up 10.5%. 6,323 Camaros delivered in September alone. Ford was up 46% with 5,760 Mustangs delivered. So they're running neck and neck, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good.
Running neck and neck.
Sales are being made. That's good.
Chrysler produced delivered 3,138 Challengers. Now, it seems like the sales for Challengers is increasing.
I find that surprising because I don't see them very often.
No, and they said that they wanted to be more exclusive, so they weren't going to be producing as many. Mm. I don't see that with the sales numbers.
Well, maybe
they're starting to see, well, maybe more people want this car.
That's good. That there's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in revising your forecast, you know, to earn money. That's what they're all there for, is to earn the money.
Yeah, and I can drive by any Dodge dealership and see just a boatload of them sitting out front.
Well, I can do the same thing for a Chevy dealership in Camaro, though, which is good, man. They're ready and available. Before they were, geez, man, they're just about impossible to get.
Yep.
Good stuff, though, man. Congratulations once again to the Camaro team and the factory and all the turn wrenches and whatever you do, man. Keep it up. Keep up the great work. Yep. I think things are going to keep going, looking good going forward.
Yeah.
So I know we got some voicemails. Is that right?
We sure do.
Probably ought to get to those. What do you think?
Yep. Let's do the voicemails next.
All right. Kick it off.
Hey, Chris and Jason. It's Dave, the Pulse to work in Cincinnati. Go ahead and get a haircut. But as far as those... jobs that are subsidized by the government, they can do random drug testing or blood alcohol, and I think they need to start doing that because a lot of the government jobs, i.e. railroad, post office, Chrysler, GM, need to take care of it. And then on a TV note, Hawaii 5-0, they changed the car from a Mustang GT to a Camaro SS, but the scenes where they're showing Dano and Magara driving look kind of cheesy, and the door locks are up, and the only time they're up is when it's in a park position, or you do it manually with the lock in the middle. So that's kind of like a gig on the guys to make everything look good. Okay, well, you guys have a great podcast, and I enjoy the show, and have a great day. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Dave.
Never mind the car stuff. Let's talk about that haircut.
Let's talk about the haircut. Yeah. Yeah. How'd that haircut go for you, Dave?
Was it a good one, or did somebody, you know, close their eyes while they did it? Because that happens to me once in a while. Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah. I haven't watched the new show.
I didn't even know that it was.
Yeah. It's on CBS. They have a new show.
That would explain it.
Yeah. I didn't realize there was a Camaro in it.
No, I didn't either.
I guess I never bothered to watch the show. I've just seen the commercials for it. Yeah. Sorry.
He must have one hell of a nice TV, though, to be able to see that the door locks were up while they were driving.
That's funny.
Nice call, Dave. Thanks for calling
in,
as usual.
There's a new TV show out now this year, too, called Detroit 187.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we can pick apart that show easy. And even though it's filmed mostly here in Detroit, there's a lot of references in the way they speak in the show that is definitely not what a Detroiter would do.
You get, like what? Like, you know.
Like, they refer to, they don't say pop, they say soda.
Uh-huh.
Everybody says pop here.
Yeah, that's right. Did they mispronounce Gratiot Avenue and say
Gratiot?
Gratiot?
Nah, I haven't seen that. There's something else. Oh, the 187 in Detroit is a code for murder in California.
Yeah.
Not in Detroit.
Yeah.
So it's just little things like
that. They can't get it all right. So
cool.
Do we have another one?
Yeah, we sure do.
Let's hear it. Love voicemails.
Hey guys, Bayer. Don't worry about the last voicemail. Seriously, it's no big deal. It's a little long anyway. Anyway, I wanted to call for the follow up to that. I rented that 2000 Camaro. It was just an absolute base model V6. And overall, I got really attached to the car. I ended up after a couple days, I only had it for a day and a half, but It starts feeling really good about driving it. I felt like $1 million driving the car. I noticed, too, I mean, the girth and the dimensions and everything. If anyone has ever spent any a long period of time behind the wheel of an F-body or long-term owner of an F-body, I've had two of them myself, but it feels like the same car. I mean, in a good way. I mean, even when you go to pull into a tight driveway, you know where the nose is. Backing up, you know where the tires are. It might be the wheel seems a little bit narrower, but I mean, that's just me. I don't have a problem with the mirrors. I mean, it just seems like a more refined version of a fourth gen. It's the only way I can put it. Other than that, I mean, I didn't really have a problem with the car other than, you know, the windshield felt a little tight, but a little small. And, you know, like I said, fix the interior and they got a winner. I mean, I was thinking about getting one myself, and after that day, I'd look outside and kind of look down the street, be like, oh, no one's touching the car, you know? Just wanted to make sure, but alrighty, then I figured I'd call in with the shorter version of that. That was the first 2010 Camaro I've ever driven. I figured for a day was probably a little bit better idea or better thing to get an idea of how you would actually like the car. Test drives don't always do it. It's too short. So, alright, thanks, guys. Later.
Awesome, Bear.
Killer voicemail.
I know. That's a great voicemail. I mean, that's perfectly, explainable of how to get used to one of these cars. And he only had it for a day and a half. Once you're with it for, like I said, I think it took me about a month to kind of learn the car completely, knowing where everything was at on the car, getting my mirrors adjusted properly, stuff like that. But,
which is important.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's what everybody who's critical of the car should do. Maybe not rent one, but at least go drive one at a dealership.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people out there that have something not fairly represented to say needs to get behind the wheel and drive it. We've said this from the start. So he went out and did it, and look at the results, you know?
Yeah.
So awesome voicemail as usual, Bear. Thanks for encapsulating that for us so we can dedicate more time to, the other voicemails.
Hopefully we'll get together with you in Vegas for SEMA this year.
That's right. You know, while we're talking about that, we are going to be in Vegas, and we'll be talking about this probably in next week's episode.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be out there for SEMA, by all means, please get a hold of us. We'd love to meet up with you. We're going to plan a very casual meet and greet like we always do. Nothing heavy duty, no big fanfare, just to meet everybody and say hello. So we'll get to that a little later. But in the meantime, we want to hear your voicemails and your emails. And so here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, that brings us to our last voicemail of the episode.
Hey, Chris and Jason. Dave in Cincinnati. I just stopped at Myers, which is like an all-night store, and I got Camaro now. So it is out, and I got it. So everybody knows they can get Camaro now. Just giving you a quick message. Thanks. Love your podcast. Bye.
So maybe he went to Meijer to get the haircut.
I doubt it. We have Meijer here, too.
So. You can get your haircut at Meijer.
Can you?
Great clips. You got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I don't think it's all of them, but some of them. So anyway.
So Camaro now is out?
It's Camaro now. Right
or as
freaking
Dave says,
now.
Camaro now.
Mudbone. Well, that's cool. Camaro now, the all fifth gen magazine.
I guess we're going to have to go look for it now.
You know, I haven't gone out of my way to go and find a magazine since the late 90s.
And you know, I haven't been at a Meijer in probably almost 10 years until this past week.
Bull crap. You go there shopping every Christmas Eve.
No, I don't.
You used to.
No, not for a long time.
I used to say, Chris, when do you do your Christmas shopping?
Christmas Eve?
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's when all the stores are open late. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Anyway, so you really haven't been to a Meijer?
No.
Wow.
No, I just hate them.
Sam's and Costco is your ticket? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to appreciate him too. But Dave, man, thanks for calling and letting us know. Otherwise, we would have never known to look at it.
I guess I go buy
a Meijer on the way home from doing the show. So
yeah.
I'll pick up a couple copies if I can.
Of Camaro now.
Of Camaro now. Dave, thank you so much for calling in.
Awesome.
Oh, boy. What kind of time we got on this? How are we looking?
I don't know. My timer stopped, so I don't know.
Ooh, we've gone that long?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some future episodes here.
Okay.
We said we were going to talk about SEMA next week.
Yeah.
So just, you know, hit the ground running.
Vegas.
On that. We're also going to talk about car storage tips. We do this every fall.
Even though
as we record this, it's almost 80, going to be 80 degrees today here in Detroit.
Yes.
On October 10th, 2010. 10, 10, 10.
Yes.
Whew. This is that last crack at summer before it's gone.
Yeah. Here's our Indian summer.
Yeah. So, you know, what's your car storage tips? I'll give my usual ones for my new listeners, but we'd like to hear some from you. We gave you the voicemail number. It's 24 hours. Leave us a message, a couple minutes or less, and we'll be happy to play it and appreciate the input. Let's see here. What else do I have that I wanted to talk about before? Oh, you know, a month or so ago, we had the NEOCC Camaro Fall Classic.
Yep.
And we were remarking in previous podcasts how huge Summit Racing is.
Oh, yeah.
The headquarters are.
Yeah.
So while I was there with my car on display at the show, I pulled out my iPhone and I did a video in real time of me walking around the entire perimeter of the building.
Inside or outside?
Outside.
Okay.
It's a 9-minute video. It took me 9 minutes to walk at a normal pace.
I was going to say, how fast were you walking?
Not fast, not slow. Not slow by any means. And you could tell from the video. I put it up on YouTube.
Okay, cool.
So people can, and it's tough, you know, to walk and hold a camera phone without it having been kind of bouncy and jittery. So, you know, if you get sick after watching stuff, I recommend you fast forward through it. But it's just amazing how big it is. And at every corner, I would kind of like angle the camera so you could see the length that I was going to be walking next.
Cool.
So interesting stuff. And speaking of YouTube, that same weekend, I put up a video of my Covercraft car cover, which I've advocated in the past, not affiliated, not sponsored by or anything, just happy with the product, of it in the rain, because it did rain one day of the weekend. The rainwater, we didn't talk about this before, did we, Chris?
I don't know.
The rainwater collecting and running off it was nearly hypnotic.
Really?
Yeah, and it was so hypnotic that I had to take a video of it. I think I did talk about this before, but Chris, if you don't mind, link this up in the show notes. check it out, man. If you're, I see people asking about car covers, and I can't recommend the Covercraft enough. And I checked again, and that material that's on mine that I'm happy with, as heck with, is still on sale.
Cool.
So Weather Shield is the stuff. Just a public service announcement from Jason Debler.
No.
So, anything else on your end, Chris?
No, I think that's. I think we covered everything with even more.
Even more.
Camaro convertible news.
Thanks to our bud Scotty there, man. He's wealth of knowledge.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll be back next week. Car storage, SEMA. Get your calls in. We can give you a give away a prize at the end of the month.
Yeah.
For your voicemail.
Yep.
You could be the lucky wiener, man. I can say that here.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, have a great week, and we'll see you next.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.